Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday night. It is 10 p.m. And this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight we are joined once again by NWF ring announcer Miss Callie as our special guest co-host.
Good evening, Ace.
It's always a pleasure.
Always.
And tonight, we've got a very special guest calling in to talk about this past Saturday's big Fairfield show from the NWF, among other things.
And also to discuss the biggest event of the summer, NWF Fan Fest. He is one of the most decorated superstars in NWF history, like him or not. He is the mercenary, Anthony Bryant.
Well, Lady Boss Man, thank you. Thank you for that introduction, Lady Boss Man. Great to have you on here.
Joke it up, why don't you? So let's cut to this. First off, FanFest, biggest event of the summer.
Huge night.
It is going to be hot. I mean, let's just discuss it. I mean, you've got a fatal four-way for the NWF Tri-State Championship involving some of the biggest men in the NWF. You've got Pompano Joe. You've got T-Money, who is ungodly strong. You've got the big man, Chiron. And then we've also got none other than the Tri-State champion himself, legendary Larry D., who is another very powerful individual, as you know firsthand.
Oh, absolutely. Listen to that lineup you just said. This fatal four-way for the Tri-State Championship, it unquestionably could main event any NWF event, and you're going to get it at FanFest 11 in August.
Exactly.
And that's just one of the matches, just one.
You've got the tag team championships on the line as Cup Justice defends against the next generation of the NWF, David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater. I mean,
arguably,
street fight.
It is a street fight. Arguably, the future, though, in David Tyler, Jordan Clearwater. I guess we'll have to see. Cup Justice. It's a street fight at FanFest 11. Tough Justice is going to show why they are ruthless, why they are the NWF Tag Team Champions. I mean, Ryan Stone, what does he call himself? The greatest villain of all time?
True.
David Tyler, Jordan Clearwater, do you think either one of those have the boots to fill that?
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see, but they really did leave the Tag Team Champions lane this past Saturday, so that, in my opinion, was turned about with fair play.
Fair play.
Very uncharacteristic
okay.
of this,
I'll
too,
give
but
you that one, Lady Boss Man. I'll give you that one.
There's a shocker. There's a first time for everything. Oh, my God. You really can't say we have a champion right now, but the Unified Championship will be on the line when you see the five-star superstar Jay Donaldson go one-on-one with Calypso in the Ultimate Ladder Match. Now, I had the pleasure of calling the end of that match with you this past Saturday. I truly thought the roof was going to come off of that building.
Oh, I was standing right there. I was standing. We had to stand from the broadcast position to be able to witness what was going on in the ring. There was not a person sitting down during that match. What an epic match between Calypso and Jay Donaldson and the Ultimate Ladder match. Add in there FanFest 11. Man, how are we going to beat that? How are we going to beat that?
Glad you asked that, because we've also got the NWO Championship on the line. Our reigning and defending champion, the Titan, puts the title on the line against his former friend, tag team partner, traveling buddy, whatever you want to call him, Nasty Russ, who has undoubtedly went through some kind of a change between last year's FanFest and the last few months, because that is not the Russ I remember. I mean, I know he had a mean streak, he could be aggressive, but where he has went lately has just been, I can't even describe the emotions that come up when you think about what he has done as of late.
Sure, what has he done? You left one thing out about the NWF Championship match.
That is true. It is inside a steel cage.
Inside of a steel cage. Hey, I know firsthand. FanFest and Nasty Russ, something about FanFest brings out the very best in Nasty Russ. But the Titan, the NWF champion, his former best friend, former travel buddy, the emotions will not be able to be contained inside of that steel cage.
Absolutely not. And like I said, I mean, this is a different Nasty Russ than we all remember, because, I mean, I know the Crimson Mafia has proven to be very aggressive, do whatever they have to do to get a win. But even, I don't even believe any member of the Mafia would have went to the point of driving a woman, not to mention Roger Ruffin's fiance's face, into a steel chair.
Callie, I don't mean to laugh. It was a very serious situation, but I can't. It's funny to me that's the level Nasty Russ had to go to get his main event match at FanFest 11.
Okay, granted, he had to go to the point of threatening to do it, to get it. But once he got it, what was the point of doing it?
To prove a point. He means business.
And then to turn around and do the same thing to Roger Ruffin himself this past Saturday. I mean, we're dealing with a completely different person.
Callie, I don't disagree with you at all. I do not disagree with you at all. I don't know this Nasty Russ. I don't know this guy that you're going to see in the main event, locked inside of a steel cage, standing across the ring, will be the NWF champion.
I mean, it is all on the line.
It is everything. Everything. Careers, lives, championships, friendships. It's all on the line.
No, let me think here. I do feel like I'm... Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the Crimson Mafia's role at FanFest 11. Since, obviously, things didn't go the way I don't think anybody wanted them to go this past Saturday. Since, you know, the match got thrown out. You and Wildcat Chris Harris now find yourselves in singles matches at FanFest 11.
No,
you've
stranger
obviously
to
got one
matches.
Of those.
I'm no stranger to FanFest.
I don't think any of you are, but you look at, you've got one of the most decorated superstars in professional wrestling in Wildcat Chris Harris taking on Mr. Rock and Roll himself, Jesse Hyde. I mean, and I'm...
Fairfield's favorite
I'm
son, right? Fairfield's favorite son, Jesse Hyde.
Mm-hmm. One of their favorite sons,
Jesse,
yes, I will agree with that.
Hey, I'm going to say this. Jesse Hyde, I hope you're listening. Because on August 19th at FanFest 11, you are going to be standing in the ring at FanFest 11, the biggest event in the NWF. You will be standing in the ring with a multiple-time world tag team champion. He has wrestled for every major wrestling promotion in the world. Jesse Hyde, you will be standing across the ring from Wildcat Chris Harris.
That
for itself.
It does, and I have no doubt that you will be out there ringside, which means Jesse Hyde needs to watch his back, because I'm sorry, where the Mafia is involved, it is never one-on-one.
Family takes care of family, right? Family takes care of family.
You know what? I will give you that. Family should always take care of family. But I think a lot of times members of the Mafia stick their nose where it doesn't necessarily need to be stuck at that moment. People need to be able to stand on their own, too.
Oh, we can stand on our own. But we do what we want.
So I've
noticed.
Mafia
does have the Crimson Mafia does have an agenda.
I don't suppose you would like to enlighten us on this agenda.
Oh, no, no way. You or anybody, a member of the NWF Army, you're not privileged to know what we want to accomplish. You'll know when we want you to know.
Speaking of, since you mentioned Fairfield's favorite son, Jesse Hyde, you actually have a match as well against Fairfield's other favorite son, Christopher Michael Lotus.
Oh, Christopher Michael Lotus. Clearly, it hasn't been beat through his head. You went away. You came back. And you decided to cross paths with me. I've been in the NWF for 17 years straight. I am the most decorated champion in NWF history. I became NWF champion at FanFest. Do you all remember that?
I do believe I do.
Christopher Michael Lotus has bitten off more than he can chew. And at FanFest, he likes to stick his tongue out a lot. Maybe I just kick him in the mouth so hard that he bites his own tongue off.
Speaking of getting kicked in the mouth, how's your jaw?
My jaw is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Were you alluding
I would
to the fact that Christopher
good.
Michael Lotus needed to use my super kick to send a message?
Oh, I found that quite hysterical, actually.
Did you?
I really did.
Did you now?
Yes, I did. Absolutely.
We're going to leave that alone, Callie. We're going to leave that alone if you know what's best for you.
Oh, are we resorting to threatening a ring announcer now?
Hey, Callie, you work next to me. You stand side by side just about every week.
Yes, I do.
Hmm.
No one ever said. I'm sorry. Were you going to threaten me?
No, go ahead. No. Go ahead.
No one's ever said, I always made the smartest moves, but I'm going to tell you now, I will go down fighting every time.
Oh, I know you will. What else we got at FanFest, Callie?
FanFest, oh my goodness. Oh, I have the greatest idea ever. I think we should see the mercenary in the dunk tank. I think the fans would actually enjoy that.
You think they would?
I know they would, actually. That or putting you back in the pie booth. Because they did seem to enjoy that last year.
I challenge any member of the NWF Army, if you've got the guts, try it. Try to put me in the dunk tank. Try to get me in the pie smash booth. You got me flustered, Callie.
I think the fans would actually enjoy that. Almost as much as they would enjoy having Boxman in the dunk tank.
Ah, I'll be first in line for that one.
You know what? As much as I don't like to agree with you on something, I actually might be in line right behind you on that because, you know. He might be fun to do that 2 months in a while. But FanFest 11. Let's not also forget, we've got that huge, and I do mean huge, strap match between Mr. Reality Check and Muldoon. Now,
Mr. Reality Check said he wants more competition, better competition here in the Northern Wrestling Federation. Am I right? Am I right on that one?
Yeah, yes, you are. You're very right.
Muldoon.
And he got it.
He got it. I will not discredit Muldoon whatsoever.
Although I don't think Mr. Reality Check was expecting the fight that he got.
No, I don't think he had prepared. But I'm sure Mr. Reality Check, he knows what he's doing. Just maybe, Mr. Reality Check will give Muldoon a reality check and send him back into retirement.
I would like to see him try, because don't think it worked out real well this time. And then, for the first time ever in NWF history, and thinking about it, I think anywhere, we are going to have a wide world of sports match. As Brody Cormick goes one-on-one once again with his former tag team partner, Big League.
Yeah, things have definitely escalated in the dugout of the everyday players. I'm not sure. Brody's the team captain. He's the team captain.
He cheated to win.
My opinion is the team captain will do whatever it takes to make sure that his team is successful. Brody Cormick, in my book, is the team captain. The rightful team captain, the everyday players, shake hands, and play the game.
Shake hands and play the game. Really?
Do you think this is smart of Big League to leave the everyday players?
I think it was smart of him to stand up for himself. Brody Cormick was throwing his weight around being an obnoxious horse's behind. And Big League had enough. He's a man. No man wants to constantly be belittled by anybody. He finally had enough. He put his foot down. I say good for him.
And if you don't like it, well, tough on that, because that's just how it is.
And he's dropped off. I don't know what happened, but hopefully Anthony Bryant will call back in shortly. And I have to agree with you, Callie. I have to. If Brody doesn't like it, oh well. I think Big League's finally had enough, and personally, I think he should be their team captain.
Oh, exactly. And I have no doubt the mercenary will call back, because that's just, he likes to have the last word. That's, you know, men always say women like to have the last word. Let me tell you what, if you've ever worked next to the guy, he always likes to have the last word. Always. I mean, there is just no two ways about it.
You know, and I sat there quietly and listened to you two. Obvious that you two work together a lot.
Oh, well, yeah, every week. I mean, we do Bust and Loose together, and, you know, I have to deal with his being obnoxious and unprofessional behavior when he decides he wants to make a point and attack somebody that's coming out to talk about the match he just won. Because, you know, he's a sore loser. But, ladies and gentlemen, at FanFest 11, get your pre-sale tickets. They are on sale now at Hooterville Sports Cards on Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield, the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. VIP tickets for this event are $20. Get your VIP tickets. You are treated to two. Let me tell you. Two bonus matches that are for VIPs only. So get your tickets, get them fast, because we are headed into FanFest on Saturday night, August the 19th, and I'm telling you now, I can't wait. I am so excited for FanFest. It is our biggest event of the year. It is, for lack of better phrasing, it is our WrestleMania moment.
FanFest a couple of times. And $20 for VIP tickets. People, that's a steal.
And especially when you look at the lineup we have this year,
that is a steal. And as you so rightly predicted,
he's on the line. He wants the last word. Always. Welcome back.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. I'm back. What are you wanting to ask me?
Nothing. I said you like to have the last word.
Me? No, never.
Oh, okay. We'll play that. All right. But yeah, $20 for a VIP ticket for what you get at FanFest is an absolute steal, so get them fast. Because it is a huge, And you can correct me if I'm wrong. I've never competed at FanFest, and I am completely fine with that. I like exactly where I'm at now. But everybody in the NWF jockeys for position, jockeys just to get a spot to be a part of, to be in a match at FanFest.
No, absolutely. We're fighting all year long. It is a fight to make sure you have your spot locked in at FanFest every single year.
And let me tell you, that is a hard spot to get because you have got to impress the people in the front office at the NWF. And let me tell you, they don't do slouchers. If you don't go out there
Absolutely
and give 110%.
Kelly, I've been a part of every single FanFest since the very first one. And every year, this event gets bigger and bigger. The competition, we set the bar higher and higher every year. This is FanFest 11. It's going to be an epic night.
And I can honestly say, and it, as hard as it is to believe, that bar does raise every single year. And there's not a person that is on this card coming up on Saturday night, August 19th, that has not busted their butt day in, day out, all year round to get the spot they have at this year's FanFest. And it is over the top already.
We're 30 days away. Is that what it is? We're 30 days away?
Yes. Roughly, yes. 30, 31, yes. We are weeks away.
Just weeks away.
I mean,
just weeks away. I mean, Callie, what an unbelievable night it's already shaping up to be. Am I right?
You're 100% right on this. There is nothing bigger than FanFest. And if you haven't been to an NWF event ever, or even just this year, this is a must-see event. I may not agree with you on a lot, but on this, I think we are on the same page. This is must-see.
Well, Kelly, you may not agree with me a lot, but I don't agree with you at all, except for this. This one, you can't miss this one. If you love professional wrestling, if you love the very best in professional wrestling, in and around the Cincinnati area, FanFest is the event that you cannot miss.
Absolutely. And like I said, I mean, we do not miss also. I mean, we are on the road constantly. We head into Bone Crushers this Saturday night at 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place. Doors open at 6 bell time, 7 p.m. After that, we head into Wilmington, Ohio on Friday night, April the 4th, the Clinton County Fairgrounds. Bell time will be 8 p.m. Be sure you join us there. And let's ringside by the Poolside 3 the very next night at the Bromley Swim Club in Ludlow, Kentucky.
Right?
Yes. Ringside by the Poolside 3. Who knows? We may end up with wrestlers in the pool. And you never know where the action is going to go.
We talked about FanFest all night long, but the NWF Army, hey, guys, listening, tell your friends, tell the friends of the friends, for the next 30 days, every NWF event is leading to FanFest 11. You guys cannot miss a single event. Wilmington, Ohio, Bone Crushers, Ludlow at the Ludlow Bromley Swim Club. Do not miss one single event leading in to August 19th FanFest 11, as only the NWF can do.
All roads right now lead straight to Saturday night, August 19th, the UAW Hall in Fairfield for FanFest 11, the biggest event of the year. It is truly a sight to behold.
That's definitely shaping up to be the biggest night in NWF history.
Oh, most definitely. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't take this opportunity, come to these events, get your pre-sale tickets for FanFest 11. They will be on sale at every live NWF event, as well as Hooterville Sports Cards on Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield and the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. Believe me when I tell you, the VIPs will sell out fast, but you want to get your seats for FanFest early.
Not only
be there, because you'll regret it if you're not. I will say that honestly from the bottom of my heart.
You get all of those gigantic, every match is a main event. The event that the Northern Wrestling Federation FanFest 11, you get that event, but getting your VIP tickets, what else do you get with that?
You not only get into FanFest, you not only get ringside seating, if you get your VIP tickets, you are also treated to two bonus matches that are for VIPs only. The VIPs will be let in a half hour early just to see those two matches.
Again. Wow. Then the gates open, and what it's really about, officially giving thanks to the NWF Army. Am I right?
That is exactly what it's about. This is our opportunity to give thanks to all of the great fans of the Northern Wrestling Federation, the NWF Army. This is our thank you to all of you for your love, your support. I mean, really, the fans are what make the show. We go out, don't get me wrong, we go out, we bust our behinds, we entertain. But the fans make the show. They help bring that energy to every single event. And this is our way to thank them for that.
Well, I can think of a better way than shoving a pie in my face or dunking me in the dunk booth.
I think that's perfectly funny. I would like to see it.
I need to get a hold of the front office and get them to take my name off the list of the dunk tank or the pie in the face booth.
Have fun. Good luck with that. And you know, since we're talking about the people that fans like to pie in the face, and I haven't seen him lately, so I don't know where he's been lurking. I know he's injured, but your third member, what was his name again? Oh yeah, Lord Crew.
Lord Crew is on the fast road to recovery. He's doing great. I talk to him all the time.
Well, you know what? I'm actually kind of glad to hear that. So hopefully we can send him out to the pie booth as well.
I haven't heard back from him. I haven't heard back from him on if he's even going to be at FanFest.
It would be such a shame if he's not. But I will digress and say, it will be just as sweet to see your Wildcat Chris Harris out there.
Well, you're not going to be privileged to see that. And I know for a fact Wildcat Chris Harris is not getting in that dunk tank. He's
next
not
to the pie booth.
Stand there and let a member of the NWF Army shove a pie in his face. That is not on the agenda of the Crimson Mafia at FanFest 11.
But it may be on the agenda of the front office. You just never know.
You'll never know unless you get your tickets.
This is true. So remember, tickets are on sale now at all events, as well as Hooterville Sports Cards on Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield and the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. Make sure you get them early, get them fast, because you don't want to miss a second of the fun, the excitement, the action of Saturday night, August the 19th, FanFest 11. The biggest event, not just of the year, not just of the summer, in NWF history. So much excitement. So much going on that whole night. The whole road to FanFest is just paved with blood, sweat, tears, and cheers, all culminating to that one night that you do not ever want to miss, that you should want to be a part
Lady
of.
Boss Man, I got a question for you, Lady Boss Man.
What
question.
Is that? All right.
What match are you looking forward to at FanFest 11?
What match am I looking forward to? You know, with all the excitement and everything that's really going on, I don't know that there's a match that I'm not looking forward to seeing. I mean, when you talk about not even just the title matches, I mean, you look at, I mean, there's Wildcat Chris Harris and Jesse Hyde. You versus Christopher Michael Lotus. Mr. Reality Check and Muldoon. I mean, and those aren't even title matches. And there is still so much energy, so much.
Yeah, it's hard
even
to pick
the
one, right?
I cannot pinpoint one match specific. There is not a match that I am not looking forward to seeing. I don't even know what the pre-show matches are, and I'm looking forward to them. Because I know every single individual that is involved in FanFest, from the people working concessions and merchandising to working the carnival games to the men and women working the show itself that are actually in the matches. There is not a person that is not personally and emotionally invested in this, and it makes it impossible to pick any one thing. Because it is that ginormous. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It is huge.
It is. It's a very huge. You won't be able to find the level of talent that will be at FanFest 11. It's hard for me to even pick one. My obvious answer. Definitely looking forward to beating the dog snot out of Christopher Michael Lotus. But beyond that, I'm looking forward to the Unified Championship match. What an amazing main event we had in Fairfield last Saturday. So definitely looking forward to the Ultimate Ladder match with Jay Donaldson and Calypso. I can't think when I'm going to see Nasty Russ and the Titan in the steel cage.
Who would have ever thought that match would ever happen? Between those two of all people.
Well, good friends, better enemies, right?
Well, that is true. That tremendous fatal four-way that was born out of was supposed to be a tag team match. You saw partners turning on each other, broke out into complete mayhem. Nate Pelly made the best decision possible. All four gentlemen in the ring, fatal four-way, for the Tri-State Championship. I think they better reinforce Lorraine for that match.
Oh, absolutely. Large, strong, gigantic man.
Masses of humanity.
Yeah, fighting for the NWF Tri-State Championship. Kelly, I'm gonna go on a limb and say Larry D keeps the Tri-State Championship.
Typically, that scenario, I would say, would not favor the champion. But when you look at who the champion is, if I could pick any one individual who could overcome those odds, especially with those other three men, he would be the first one to come to mind.
It's pretty scary. It's pretty scary on how strong Larry D truly is.
You would know that firsthand.
I absolutely do know that firsthand, Callie. That's still a little touchy subject here for me. I should rightfully be the Tri-State champion, but this is I'm not involved in that match.
And then the tag team title match. I mean, for weeks on end, the tag team champions blindsided and suckered in Jordan Clearwater and David Tyler. This past Saturday, they got a measure of retribution and showed the tag team champions that they're willing to get down in the mud and have an all-out street fight with them to regain the NWF Tag Team Championship. I mean, these young kids are really, really stepping it up. I mean, you've got to be impressed with them.
They got guts. I'll tell you that. They have guts. Jordan, David, I have a little bit of advice for you. Be ready. I hope you're ready, because what Ryan Stone and Matt Stevens will do to you will change your careers forever. I hope you're ready, boys.
Well, and you made mention earlier, the phenomenal main event from this past Saturday. You've got Calypso, who is obviously came in a house of fire from his debut match to winning the NWF Rumble. I mean, come on. He is Mr. Golden Ticket. And he isn't even...
Well, not anymore.
Well, no, he did cash it in. He did cash it in. And the sad part was that it ended in a double pin. And again, I would not have wanted to make that decision that Nate Kelly had to make to hold up the championship. Neither man is champion.
In my opinion, shouldn't it kind of be like baseball where tie goes to the runner? So shouldn't the tie go to the champion?
No, I do not agree with you on that.
I truly think that Jay Donaldson should still be carrying around the NWF Unified Championship. It won't be long. 30 days now until FanFest 11. He's going to climb that ladder in the Ultimate Ladder match. He's going to get back the Unified Championship, and Calypso can go back to wherever he came from. Slow down. You're getting in there with Jay Donaldson.
I think he's very aware of who he's getting in there with. And Jay Donaldson has, in my opinion, I will take nothing away from Jay Donaldson. He is a tremendous talent. very athletic, very talented, very well-rounded individual in the ring. But he's not the man that he claims he is. If you want to prove you're the man, why would you try to keep your title via countout? With the experience he has, why not show this kid why you're the top dog? Why take a count out? I mean, to me, that was a coward's way out. Try to be the coward's way out.
Jay Donaldson can do that anytime he wants. I think he's trying to prove a point that Kalypso is ready for the main event spot. He's just not ready to be in the ring with someone that was once proclaimed the most resilient man in the NWS, Jay Donaldson. Kalypso, you cashed in. You blew your opportunity. I'm sorry. You lost. Move on.
See, that's where I'm going to disagree because...
My opinion.
And you're very entitled to it. But I think Jay Donaldson should have been a man and defended that title like a man. Not try to get himself disqualified, get himself counted out. Be a man, step up, defend your title. Instead of whining and crying, talking about how you're a 22-year-old stud, which everybody knows he's far from 22. So... And if he wants to talk about his brown hair, I think he needs a box of Just for Men then, because that hair ain't brown. And it hasn't been for a while.
I would like to go on record and say that that is the opinion of Miss Lady Boss Man over there. I have a different opinion. Doesn't matter age, hair color, doesn't matter. Jay Donaldson proves and backs up everything he says every single week.
Then be the man you claim to be and defend your belt. I mean, that's the point I'm making. You want to talk, you're this, you're that, this kid isn't ready to be in the ring with you, then show him he's not. Don't take shortcuts and the cheap way out. Prove to him why you said that. Because he's not proving it to anybody else either. The NWF Army sure as heck didn't see that side of Jay Donaldson. Haven't seen that side in quite a while, actually. There was a time he would step up and he would defend that belt regardless. Now he'll take a count-out victory just so he doesn't have to defend it. That is my issue with that.
Again, I feel like we're going in circles here.
That's because we probably are.
You've got your opinion. I've got my opinion. You're not going to change my mind.
You're obviously not going to change mine.
You think my way.
Keep dreaming. I guarantee you, though, that will be a do not ever want to miss match, because there's not a match that I have seen that's going out that is slated to take place at FanFest 11 that couldn't main event any show anywhere, period. I mean, that is my humble, honest opinion. That is my opinion of the talent that we have. That is my opinion of the abilities of every individual that is going out to be a part of FanFest. I mean, there's not a whole lot else I can say about these guys other than every one of them, and I will even say you, are tremendously talented. And I will not take that away from anybody that's on that card.
Thank you. I appreciate that compliment. Don't disagree.
Take
with
it
me.
While they laugh. Because
the
yeah.
talent is top of the line. It's the very best.
You will not find competition like this anywhere else. I mean, that's all you can tell is they are talented. They will go out and they will fight. Every show, it is 110, 210%, however you want to phrase it. They leave it all out there. There is nothing these guys will not do to earn a spot, to keep a spot, to show why they are part of the best company in this area, in the tri-state. As far as I'm concerned, pretty much just about anywhere. When it comes to independent professional wrestling, this is the measuring stick right here.
The next 30 days are going to be crazy.
Interesting.
The Northern Wrestling Federation. No easier way to say it. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be nuts.
It is on fire, and we are blazing a trail. And it is heading straight for Fairfield, August the 19th, FanFest 11. You do not want to miss a second of that action. So get your pre-sale tickets, get them now, get them fast. Because once we are sold out, we are sold out. Ace Diamond, do you have anything you would like to add?
You know, I think you guys pretty much covered it all, but I have to agree, this show, if you're in the Fairfield area and you miss this show, you're crazy. I could probably use stronger words, but I won't. I mean, this card is stacked from top to bottom. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to attend due to health issues, but I'm going to do my absolute best to make it.
Don't be the only one to miss. In the entire tri-state,
exactly.
Don't be the only one in the entire tri-state to miss FanFest 11.
This is the biggest event in NWF history, and it will be it to date. I mean, there's no words to describe the talent that is going in to this show. The matches are believable. I mean, just what these guys have shown so far, the animosity, the competitiveness, I mean, there's nothing to say other than be there. You have got to witness this firsthand. So make sure you're there Saturday, August 19th at the UAW Hall in Fairfield. This is FanFest 11. Former friends going head-to-head in a steel cage for the biggest prize in the Northern Wrestling Federation. Former partners in a wide world of sports match. Four of the biggest men in the Northern Wrestling Federation compete for the Tri-State Championship. You've got two men undoubtedly have got, well, I personally, I think Big Jim's got a chip on his shoulder, but
You've got Muldoon with something to prove. You've got Mr. Reality Check. They've got a strap match. You've got the Crimson Mafia in singles competition against Fairfield's favorite son. You've got the ultimate ladder match pitting the five-star superstar against Calypso, probably one of the hottest things to step foot in the NWF as of late. And then you've got that tag team title match that is going to be a street fight between the veteran champions Tough Justice going against former champions Jordan Clearwater and David Tyler. I mean, really, what else can you say about that night? There is nothing that is there is nothing like this anywhere else. You will not find this level of competition anywhere.
I have to agree with that 100%. But we are about out of time.
For myself, the mercenary Anthony Bryant.
Thank you, guys.
We were
FanFest 11, August 19th.
We will see you there, and we will see you this Saturday night at Bone Crusher, 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place, 7 p.m. bell time. Ace Diamond, have a nice night.
You too, Miss Callie. Anthony, have a good night.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been the mercenary, Anthony Bryant, along with NWF ring announcer Miss Callie. On behalf of them and myself, I want to say thank you for listening to Matt Chat, which, by the way, is now international. And tune in next week. Be watching the internet. We'll have an announcement about what's going on next week in the next couple of days. Have a good night, everybody.